A performer who made it her mission to educate women about breast cancer has died of the disease. The Colombian-American singer-songwriter Soraya passed away earlier this week. She was 37 years old. Soraya wrote and performed in both English and Spanish. She toured with Sting and Peter Gabriel, and she was a rising star on Spanish-language radio. NPR's Felix Contreras has this remembrance.
Even though Soraya wrote most of her songs twice, once in English and once in Spanish, she never repeated herself. Lyrics in each language addressed the same theme with an equally artful set of words while tied to the same melodies and chords.
Tú y yo, three words I thought I'd always say. You and I thought we'd never fade away.
Soraya wrote songs with her childhood hero, Carole King. She visited Nashville often to write music and play her guitars and mandolins. She was also steeped in the traditions of her Colombian-born parents. In 2000, she released an album critics felt would raise her profile in both languages. And then, shortly after the album's release, she was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. She had known she was high risk because her grandmother, her mother, and her mother's sister all died from the disease. Before her diagnosis, she had approached the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation to use her growing popularity on Spanish language radio for cancer education. After her diagnosis, she stepped up her outreach work. During her treatment, Soraya continued to write songs and recorded an album on the day she felt well enough to go into the studio. Leila Cobo is Latin bureau chief for Billboard magazine.
Her lyrics weren't like, I have cancer, I almost died, oh, woe be me, nothing like that. You know, they were very life-affirming, and really, if you didn't know that she had cancer, you wouldn't. She was just direct, and her lyrics were very eloquent at every level.
The song Casi, or Almost, is her most direct reference to the illness. I almost lost faith, the lyrics say. I almost lost love. I almost lost my innocence. I lost the strength I need to fight one more day, and I almost gave up. When Soraya went public with her cancer, fans flooded her website with letters of support. They also wrote to her of their own stories of battling the disease. In a 2002 interview with NPR, she said that was an inspiration.
And within those emails, I realized that women were thanking me. They were either going through it themselves, or they had lost their mom, or they had lost their sister, or a husband couldn't get his wife inspired enough to go out with him, even though she had lost her hair. So many stories that were just heartbreaking that I said, okay, if I'm feeling okay, then we're going to try to fix this a little bit.
Soraya's manager says the singer wrote a book while she was dying. It's being edited and prepared for publication. In a statement written shortly before her death, Soraya indicated the book is meant to offer encouragement to continue what she called her mission, early detection and prevention of breast cancer. And if her existing body of work is any indication, Soraya's final words will also be an affirmation of art, life, and the need to find a cure for breast cancer. Felix Contreras, NPR News.